This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We continue our conversation on investing in new calf-raising facilities or perhaps a remodel project during this time of year. The weather cooperates. Joining us, Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, tell us more about these calf barn designs that incorporate naturally ventilated curtain sidewall barns.
So curtain management is a really big area that I think there's an opportunity for different ways to do it. And one of the most common ways is if a person builds a, this is very common at least in the Midwest, if a person builds a naturally ventilated curtain sidewall barn, they will commonly put positive pressure tube ventilation systems in as well. And those positive pressure tube ventilation systems will typically be mounted 8 to 12 feet off the floor. And then what happens is in the spring or the fall when it's kind of cold out and the producer wants to get some natural ventilation in but not a lot, they'll crack the top curtains down maybe a foot or so. And I've seen this repeatedly, and I've fogged multiple barns in this configuration, and it is very problematic because what happens is natural ventilation and breeze comes in there, but it's coming into the barn 10 feet off the ground or so, and then all of it exits the barn on the other side. None of the natural ventilation from the top curtain being cracked ever got down to the calves, and the air from the tube never got down to the calves because when that breeze came in from the curtain being cracked on the top, it didn't sink down to the calves, and it just messed up all the air coming out of the tube, which didn't make it to the calves. And essentially, the producer looks at that and says, well, my curtains are cracked and my fans are running. Why am I having so much pneumonia? And the reality of it is when the curtain is cracked from the top and the positive pressure tube is running, it's almost like neither system is working. So what I've recommended and had very good success with is just keep the top curtain closed and crack in the spring, crack your bottom curtain up, maybe 6 inches or a foot. And what that does is at least at that point, it allows the air that comes in the barn to be at the calf level. And even if it's kind of a blustery spring or fall day, just don't open the curtain that much. Open it a couple, 2-3 inches. At least that air makes it to the calf level and it allows the tube to function without any disruption. And the air from the tube can also make it to the calf as well.
So that's something to consider when doing installation, split curtain sidewalls.
Yeah, split curtain sidewalls seem to be the most popular and I think offer the producer the most flexibility as far as how they want to manage their different curtain configurations and based on different seasonal conditions as well.
Let's talk more about natural ventilation. And when doing an install, you need to think about eaves and ridges.
So when it comes to open eaves and open ridges, more is better. Sometimes in an attempt to save calves from cold temperatures or a draft, it might be tempting to button a barn up very tightly, close the eaves, screw down the ridge vent tightly. What we find is that's a really important part of ventilation in these natural ventilation barns. And when we fog barns that has closed eaves or a really tight ridge vent, we find that we introduce air mechanically with our system in the winter very nicely into the barn, but then it doesn't get out. And ventilation is really a function of bringing fresh air in, using that fresh air to dilute the dirty air by the calf, and then getting that diluted dirty air out of the barn. And those three components are what consist of good ventilation. In the winter, the open eave and the breathable ridge vent are very, very important in allowing that air to escape the barn. And when we fog barns that have closed ridges or eaves, we find that the air, we can get it to the calf, and then it will just gently rise up, and it just hangs up there at the top of the barn, and it doesn't escape. And we find that the air quality in those barns is much poorer. So most people are using height of a 2x6, a 5.5-inch opening for an open eave. And then as far as a ridge covering, I like a standard ridge cap, but if it can be lifted up an inch or so off of the ribbed steel, that allows the ridge to breathe a lot better while still keeping snow and rain out of the barn.
That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. More info at crystalcreeknatural.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.